Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always call, get in contact with us. The number is the same whether you text or use the phone. It is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Facebook, YouTube, the platform we still call Twitter. If you have the app, which you absolutely should, another pun, you can use that to call, text, leave a voice message, and just listen to the show live, as well as our music stations, as well as get your news. And speaking of news, I got two wonderful reporters here on the show from our civic media stations. We have the genie of just about everything, Terry Barr, as well as WRCO, Richland Center's son, Adam Hess is here. We're talking New Year's, we're talking cocktails, and this is our last show of the year live. We'll be having curated best ofs coming up and pre-recorded our favorite moments from the show for you. So you can tune in and listen to what we think were the best discussions, best conversations here on the show, including discussions with Jane Matinair, our friend who retired earlier this month, deservedly after a monumental 4-decade-plus career here in radio in the industry. So you want to tune in for those. But right now we're live with our friends, Terry and Adam. And, you know, we talked about what you're doing for New Year's. We talked about like our celebrations on December 31st, whether we're staying out all night and partying or we'll be in bed by 8:15 after a small sip of champagne. But I guess really quick, what I want to get from the both of you, and please feel free to share this as well with us. Terry, your thoughts on 2025 and 2026 and going into 2026.
Oh, sometimes I wonder if we have lost our sense of wonder. You know, we find everything so quickly, all the information. But with everything that's happened, I think the other thing that makes me really proud of people I know is getting involved to try to make a difference in whatever way that is. You know, we've talked about the food pantries, but looking at the bigger issues, I am just really proud of people that are stepping even out of their comfort zone to try to make a difference and have their voice be heard.
Yeah. Brett from Brown Deer says, I'll welcome in 2026. He's listening on WAUK. He'll welcome 2026 in the morning with a cup of coffee and a big old wake and baked lasagna. I'm just going to say it like that. Wake and bake lasagna. It's a big lasagna, and it should keep you going for the rest of the day, Brett. Sorry. There we go. Adam, what about you? Thoughts on 2025, and what are your thoughts on moving into the new year?
Yeah. Well, for 2025, when you're doing the best of show, you may have to recurate, because anytime Terry Barr is on your show, it instantly becomes part of the best of. So you guys may have to reevaluate what you're going to be airing the next couple of days. 2026, Greg, one thing we have to remember, just wear your T-shirt with this advice on it. Don't be a jerk. That's all we need, right?
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who the president, the governor, the school board, the town council is. We're all still human beings. We're all still part of the United States, and we're all Wisconsinites, and we need to get back to that. We need to remember that. We need to put leadership around us that remembers that, and we just need to strive to be better.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think that that's something we when we want to move forward, as Wisconsin's motto, we need to move forward together.
Yes.
I want a couple other comments here on the text line. Coming from someone, John from Milwaukee. Great content, guys. Terry Barr was also a great guest, too. Thank you, John. Very much appreciate you reaching out there. Roger in Stevens Point says, Greg, I found a sparkling bottle of cranberry juice for New Year's Eve. I hadn't been able to find a sparkling cranberry juice for a few years. I'm glad you were able to do that. Alicia on the live stream provides some thoughts. My thoughts, 2025 was the fastest year of my life. 2026 promises to be another full year, and I am full of hope for it. I want to read something also before I give my thoughts and we sign off for the rest of the year. Earlier today, we were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, the article in the New York Times, and being hesitant, being skeptical. He said, this is John from Oshkosh listening on WISS. I don't trust MTG at all. Understood. I understand that, John. The damage she has done to her state and our country are immense, and I want to wait to see how this plays out before giving her an ounce of credit. I understand that. And I just ask you, you approach it with an open mind. You can be skeptical, just don't be cynical. Let's see where 2026 takes us as far as who becomes part of the fight for, as Adam says, Wisconsin, for this nation, as Americans, as a global community. But I will say 2025, my thoughts on it basically are this. It was a stressful year for many, many reasons, personal, professional, as well as just being in the world around you. And I will say this, that I can point to more than one example, whether it's in my personal life or how we as a community came together, helping those, chipping in, making sure people stay fed, making sure people stay housed, voting in a way that represents a democracy that includes all people, moving us as a people forward. In all the stress, there are more than enough examples showing how we as a people come together and do better and do right. And that gives me hope for 2026. It may sound hokey. I'm fine with being hokey. I'm a hokey guy. I can't be cynical. I have to lead with hope. And that's what I'm hoping for 2026. And I hope that Terry, and I hope Adam, and I hope Calvin, and I hope Tucker, you all have a great New Year's. I really appreciate you all being here today with me.
Well, we appreciate
Same to
it.
You.
Being back with you.
All right, folks, that's it for 2025. We will see you next year. Again, I want to thank.
Oh, man.
I know. I want to thank.
You are hokey.
And we love it.
Exactly.
We love it.
Yeah. I want to thank Calvin. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank traffic. I want to thank engineering. Without you, none of this happens. I'm a guy talking into a microphone that does not work. I want to thank the listeners, the viewers on the live stream, those who text, called, commented. Even if you don't like me, you gave me your time, and I appreciate that more than you'll ever know. Without you, there's no us. We have plenty of show coming. We have plenty of programming ahead. Don't go anywhere. After the top of the hour news, we got Tom Hartman and then wonderful programming throughout the day. I want to say Happy New Year. Stay safe. Stay warm. You are loved. You are awesome. Let no one tell you differently. You're listening to Matt and Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Happy New Year.